So up next, it's the Bathrop Spears Broadsides November 11th, 2024 edition, which is, in its pretty much in its entirety, except for this brief introduction, a flashback to November 30th, 2008, which also contains further flashbacks, as if we weren't doing our usual confusing thing, which we are doing. So, in any case, you get initially a flashback further back to January 26, 1990, where you get to hear the attack on the homeless table that happened. I called it the post office homeless table, since it was there for, 8 months, 9 months, 7 months, somewhere around there, under the leadership of Jabberwocky Jay Green, Paddywagon Pete Pascow, Stormin' Norman, a bunch of others, Lighthouse, not Lighthouse Linda, but Linda the Lark Edwards, who staffed it, gave out a lot of literature about the rights of homeless people that are being violated downtown and the need to stop the police abuses against them. And I talk a lot about that on this flashback in 2008 when I'm looking back from that vantage point. So I'm not going to do it now because you get to hear it then. You'll hear a lot of singing by No Guns in the background, No Guns Radici, also known as Antoinette Radici. Then you'll hear a long section about a protest that we did at the Metro Transit Center. And this is actually a continuation of the first part of this protest, which is described in the November 27th, 2008 show, which I think I did a week ago as a flashback. 4 days ago, last Sunday, on the 7th of 2024. Putting aside all these dates, it's you'll pick up on it, I hope. It's about the right of a person to know just where they stand with the security guards at the Metro, what rights they have, what rights they don't, what legitimate powers Metro security personnel or, I don't want to call them first alarm thugs, although I probably do. I don't know if they were the first alarm or hired by another company at that point, or from another company hired by the Metro Transit Center. But I was myself arrested there, or I should say cited, which is a non-custodial arrest. And I talk about that, too. You'll hear that as well. Then you're going to hear just tons of street interviews from November of that year. J.P. Freeman, Dana Cruz, Tara and Aspen, Black Rose, also known as Rebecca. Bill calls in. I have a long conversation with him on panhandling. On our phone, we, of course, had a phone line at that time. Kendall, Kevin, Alex, May, Eric, Jeff, people I probably would have no idea who they are if I saw them again. Meme and Travis. Travis, I remember, and he's actually now found housing, I hear. Long interview with Peggy Lee Kennedy of Venice, and with Pebbles Trippett of Mendocino County on a court decision which, according to her, and as I understood it, I think at the time, stripped the power of some medical marijuana outlets to provide medical marijuana unless they were actually care providers or collectives. And you get to hear all about that. And it's actually quite a packed show. A lot of course, is from an earlier era, but it also gives us a sense of how things have changed, and yet at the same time, perhaps, in some respects, have remained the same in some bad ways, or and perhaps also changed in some good ways. But it's here for you, and I will refuse to apologize. Part of this has to do with I'm usually too pooped on Thursdays to do my own new material. And often I don't have a lot of new material to do. So it doesn't mean there isn't a lot of new material to be done. So get out there, all you listeners, particularly you with more energy than I, get out there and get some, do it, and netcast it if you're not doing it already, and maybe you are. As usual, call Huff, 831-423-4833. If you have any comments, corrections, questions, I will try to answer. And, of course, there are some events coming up. Martin Luther King Youth Day is happening the day after tomorrow. If you're listening to this on the 11th on Saturday from noon to 3 at the Resource Center for Nonviolence at 612 Ocean Street. And then there's a parade on the 15th, Monday, starting at Cathcart and Pacific at 11 a.m. We had quite a tumultuous Huff meeting and couldn't quite get it together to put together a, I don't want to say a float or a banner for this particular parade. And who knows, some people may yet show up there. Perhaps you, listener, may show up with a sign demanding that people be true to the real memory of Martin Luther King, which has nothing to do with the stolen, gentrified, sanitized, purified, tepified version of what passes for, well, it does discredit to the true principles of Martin Luther King, who is really interested in basic rights for the poor, which are not provided in Santa Cruz, either for renters or for those who live in tents and outside or survive in shelters or survive in their own through their own devices. Of course, this is also on the, we're right in the aftermath of the Santa Cruz Shitty Council's recent refusal to back a ceasefire in Gaza, essentially sanctifying the murder, the ongoing murder of, and genocide, as it's now looking, being looked over by the International Court of Justice, Israel's actions in the Gaza area, I should say the Gaza concentration camp or the Gaza concentration zone, the occupied territories. I guess we're talking 23,000 deaths and counting at this time. I probably more. I haven't yet been truly keeping up with it. If you want to listen to this shameful episode, go to the city's website because they finally have posted the audio, which is a long audio. I think it's 15 hours long or something. They had this. I'm going to be talking about it on Sunday, so I think I'll leave it to you to either hold your nose and wade into their lengthy, actually, I don't think it was that lengthy a discussion of the item, but they had people waiting outside for hours and hours and hours to talk, and I'll be talking more about this, and hopefully have some more information about this on Sunday for the longer show, if I put it together. And that's it for now.